Good morning once more. Lily, we are deep into the walk. It is good to walk with the Lord. We are reminded that Enoch walked with God until he was no more. Walking with God means you are guided by God. We are told that the two disciples to Emmaus, they walked with Jesus for a long time. They could not even know that he was Jesus. They were running away. They were afraid of what was happening in Jerusalem, but they walked with God. They walked with Jesus. But Jesus continued to open the eye of their understanding until when they sat with Jesus, and Jesus opened their eyes and they realized who he was. So we are focusing on the walk. Chapter 4, all the way to chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians, is about walk. Walk as an individual, there's your position. Then walk as an individual in dark world, being guided by the Holy Spirit. Last time we looked at walking as the new community. That was chapter 5. For verses 20 to 20 to 33. Now, we focus on walking as families, walking as children and the parents. How do they walk? Let's see how you can walk as a couple, how you can walk as a family now. How children ought to walk with their parents. In this, because they are part of the community. Paul is getting into the depth of this. And this is what he says, chapter 6 of Ephesians, from verses 1 all the way to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, this is what we call spirit-guided relationship in the new household. Let's talk about household because it's more than a family. And the first instant that we get in this new household of spirit-guided relationship is children and their parents. So look at what children have been asked to do. They are supposed to walk in honor. Children walk in honor. You are a child of your parent. Doesn't matter whether you are also married. As long as your parents are there, walk in honor. Honor your parents. Honor your biological parents. Honor your spiritual parents. Honor your matrimonial parents. You honor your in-laws, they're your parents. You honor those parents who have helped you to become who you are. So children have been asked to honor your father and your mother. And also obey them. Obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. It's a challenge for young people. Paul says in the last days, children will dishonor their parents. That will be experienced in these last days because the days are evil, as Paul said, little evil. We have seen a lot of children or young people who disregard what their parents have done. There are those, even spiritually, you have walked with them or they have walked, a mentor has walked with them, and finally, they just decided to walk away. Not knowing that they are also planting a seed, and in one of the fine days, they will harvest in totality, because the word of God is true. Whatever we sow, we shall harvest. You sow one seed, you harvest a whole stalk of maize. It is good to know, children, that you honor the way we speak, what we do or what we do not do, our our attitudes to the parents. So Paul says the spirit-led relationship is that children honor your father and mother. And what is the result? The result is that you may do, it may go well with you. Number one is that it may go well with you. There's a promise. It may go well with you. So once you don't honor, definitely it will not go well with you. It is good for us to know that. Number two, another promise, that you may enjoy long life on earth. Doesn't say that you're going to live longer. I think many interpretations say that we live longer on earth. There's no need of living long if you don't enjoy that long life on earth. I think that's very critical. The life, yes, we live longer, but we enjoy that long life. I think that is the most important thing. Parents, the way we treat our parents have got a bearing of our enjoyment of the long life on earth. That's children and parents. The second category of spirit-led relationship in a new household is for fathers and children. Look, it's not even for mothers. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Do not provoke them to anger. This is for fathers. You've been asked not to provoke. This is to walk in discipline. We walk in discipling our children. Walking, discipling our children is the most critical thing. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, that's now a second category of fathers. Walk in being a model. Don't provoke them to anger. We are not supposed to provoke our children to anger. But we are supposed to model them. We are supposed to minister to them. We are supposed to disciple them. The third category is in this work is slaves, is for slaves. Slaves, obey your other masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of the heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes are on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you are serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward you, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slaves or free. So slaves have been challenged here now to walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. Walk in the fear of God. Obey your master. Serve them. Not just because the eyes on you. We don't serve. This one can also come under all the workers. We have all the time, we have the resources from the organizations, from the families that have employed us, even as house help, as shabba boys, all those who work at others. We don't really work because our masters can see us. If we know that we have got a master called Jesus Christ, we walk in that kind of respect. So we walk as into reverence of Christ. Remember we had said that submit in reverence for Christ. This is another form of submission. When you are walking in deep obedience, that is how slaves submit. Slaves and workers submit by obedience, by serving wholeheartedly. So walk in service. That is very critical. Number nine and the last one in this series is, and masters, treat your slaves in the same way. That is, how do the masters walk in submission to their slaves? Are they supposed to submit to one another? Yes. Paul had said there up in chapter 5, verses 20, submit each one unto another because of the reverence of Christ. So how should the masters walk in submission? How could they submit to their slaves? This is how. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. So we walk in fair treatment. We treat them, don't provoke them. This is about the people who are line managers. And talking about people who have employed others, respect the people that you have taken, or the people that you lead. This is by paying them on time. This is by not taking any of their salary, not taxing them or extorting them, as some of them do, or keeping their salary or their stipend for too long. They've worked for you, pay them. In the Old Testament, it was compared to a court. Do not keep a poor man's court. That is the only thing that they can do. Do not take anything that belongs to them, and that will bless God. So we have looked at how we can walk in spirit-led relationship in a new family. And this is about the submission to one another. Dear Lord, we are grateful. Help us to walk in deep respect to one another, guided by the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.